Hare Krishna. Break the habit that can break you before it breaks you. Sometimes some people say, we drink, but we don't get drunk. We drink moderately. And while this is a possibility, the problem with such the reasoning is that it neglects the subtle way in which habits become addictive. So, just as if a person is bound by a rope made of soft material, then that person may not even feel the pain of being bound till that person tries to break free from that bondage. Similarly, we don't feel the power of our self-destructive habits till we try to break free from them. And further, when we try to break free from them, at that time we realize how tightly we are bound. Actually, till that point, just the soft material of the rope might even feel comforting. Similarly, the habits that we indulge in can create a sort of, can bring some comfort by providing some relief and release in an otherwise unpredictable or unchaotic life. So, subtly what happens by this is that, so firstly I explained why we are not able to sense the grip of the habits. Secondly is how they can become addictive. When we get comfort in a particular activity, then that activity often becomes, then the mind gravitates towards that activity whenever we face an uncomfortable situation. So, say when adversity afflicts us, leaves us distressed, when something goes wrong in our life, then we may find ourselves, even without our conscious intention or even awareness, moving towards that that comfort-providing activity, that habit, for the sake of getting relief. And when we are seeking relief, then moderation in the indulgence will seem like an obstacle from getting that relief. So, for example, if a person seeks relief in drinking, then the person will feel, oh, what will one glass or two glasses do? I want relief. And thus, the line from moderation to moderate indulgence to extreme indulgence will get crossed because of the urge for getting relief, which we feel we need and which we may actually be needing also because we are distressed. And once that line is crossed from drinking to become drunk, then that itself can set up a pattern. That can be the beginning of a pattern. So whenever in future we feel distress, we seek relief in that activity, in say drinking, and then we cross that line, go from moderate to extreme indulgence, to excessive indulgence, and thus the habit becomes addictive, and becomes addictive even before we realize it. We may find that we have been caught in a habit that breaks us down. That breaks our conscience, that breaks our intelligence, that breaks our finances, that breaks our health, that even breaks our life probably. So the Bhagavad Gita warns us of this possibility when it states that Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsa Sangasteshu Pajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kama Kamat Krodho Bhijayate Krodhat Bhavati Sammoha Sammohat Smriti Vibhrama Smriti Brahmashat Buddhinasho Buddhinashat Pranashyati. So Krishna says, Dhyayato, when we contemplate on the sense objects, then what happens? Then at that time, we get caught. Desire becomes stronger and stronger, and that desire, Sangha, is attachment. From Sangha comes Kama, strong, irresistible desire. Then comes Krodha. Who can stop me from it? Anger, resentment, whoever wants to stop it. And then Sammoha, we forget about the resolution for regulation. And then Smriti Brahmashad Vidhinasha, our intelligence is lost, and Pranashyati, we fall. So this is how the habits can break us down. And that's why we need to break the habits that can break us before they break us. Now, once they become addictive, breaking them will become much, much more difficult. So, of course, it's possible, but it's much more difficult. It's much easier if we can break those habits before they break us and before they become so strong as to seem unbreakable. So, how do we break the habit? Actually, the best way is to cultivate a positive habit. Is to find shelter in something higher, something purer, something deeper. And the best such shelter is in Krishna. So when we get shelter in Krishna, then we no longer, we make the habit of seeking shelter in Krishna. And once we have set up that habit of finding shelter in Krishna, then we won't be captivated and we won't be misled. We will be able to resist the lure of the pseudo comfort offered by self-destructive habits. Thank you.